Assalamu alaikum. In this week's episode of our Arabic for Palestine series, we're going to be looking at a little verse of poetry that I've seen circulating in many places on social media, and I thought I would offer an Arabic student companion to it, as it were. So this is a very short passage from the poetry of Mahmoud Darwish, who is a very, very well-known, kind of one of the kind of cornerstone figures that you should know about, really, in the Palestinian poetry space. I don't know if I've got it in me to do this episode, actually. Just reading, so sad, man. Subhanallah, translations just fail these things. Some things can just sound so amazing, they can be so profound in one language, and in another they can just fall flat. But I'm going to read this, a couple of verses of poetry, inshallah. This is two baits of poetry, four shatrs of poetry. And I'll talk through it from an Arabic language perspective, inshallah. And I'll give some context to it as well. So it goes as follows. لو يذكر الزيتون غارسه لصار زيت دمعا يا حكمة الأجداد لو من لحمنا نعطيك الدرعا. لو يذكر الزيتون غارسه لصار الزيتون دمعا يا حكمة الأجداد لو من لحمنا نعطيك الدرعا. So we hear a translation to this first part. It's the bit that circulates on social media is this first part, the translation of لو يذكر الزيتون غارسه لصار الزيتون دمعا. We see translations, as I say, shared on LinkedIn and Instagram, meaning if the olives knew their planters or knew who planted them, their oil would be tears. And that just sounds so clunky in English. But the Arabic is just, it's just wonderful, right? So, low. It begins with low. Low means if, but we only use low for hypothetical if clauses. You use in and a couple of other words if you want to use something that can actually happen. But it's completely hypothetical if you use low. Yadhkur isn't really the typical verb that we use to know something. In fact, I've even seen Facebook posts that have, from Arabs who have kind of translated it themselves, as in translated it back into Arabic, and use ya'rifu, low ya'rif, if they knew, low ya'rif. But I believe Mahmoud Darwish's poetry actually used low yadhkur. Dhakara usually means to mention, but here in the context, it means to know. If they knew a zaytun, low yevkur, yevkur in the jezm actually ending with a sukun, because after using low, we need to use either a fi'l majzum, a jezm verb, which usually means it ends in a sukun, or a madi. I could have said low dhakara zaytunu, or low yevkur zaytunu. A zaytun are the olives. Low yevkur zaytunu, if the olives knew, a gharasa, or the gharasa, means to put, is the putting in the ground part. It's not like all to do with farming. It's literally the one who planted it. If the olive knew, it's gharas, gharasahu. If it knew, it's gharas, it's planter. Then we use la on the second part of the if clause. Lo kether wa kether, la kether wa kether. If this, then that. So if the olive knew its planter, Lasara zaytun daman. Lasara. Sara is a verb almost synonymous with asbaha, actually, meaning to become. And the ism of Sara is one of the sisters of Kana, which is why it's in this kind of structure. Lasara. Then it would become. Then the oil. A zayt is the word for the oil. It's actually where the Spanish word for olive oil, aceite, comes from. Zayt, aceite, comes into Spanish like that as well. Lasara zaytu, the zayt would become, dam'an, would become tears. Dam'a means a tear. Dumur is the plural meaning, meaning tears. So if the olive knew its planter, then its olive would be tears. Ya hikmat al-ajdadi. Yeah is nida, it's calling out. Yeah, O hikmat al-ajdadi, O wisdom of the ancestors. Ajdad is a plural of jedd, meaning grandfather, O grandfathers, but we don't really say that in English. Yeah, hikmata. The hikmah is, as I say, the wisdom. And when we use an idafa after ya, the mudaf will be mansub. So this is the same when we say, for example, ya Rasulallahi, ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, ya Isa ibn Maryam. I mean, Isa is Mabni anyway, so it's not the same. But if we say, we don't say ya Isa anyway, but just an example, if we'd say ya Aba Bakr, oh Abu Bakr, ya Aba Bakr. For example, so this is why it's hikmata, ya hikmata al-ajdadi, o wisdom of the ancestors. Low min lahmina. Low here, low usually does mean if, a hypothetical, hypothetical ifs, but it has some other roles. It can sometimes mean sort of if only. There's a ayah in Surah An-Nur where Allah says, "Law la ja'u alayhi bi arba'ati shuhada," if only they had come with four witnesses, for example. And it's, so it can sort of mean even. In this case, it means even. Law min lahmina, even min lahmina, even from our flesh. We hear the word lahm meaning meat generally, but in reference to humans, we don't really talk about human meat. You might talk about your flesh though. Lomin lahmina, even from our own laham, even from our own meat, naltika is we give, from the verb alta, yurti, but nurti is we give, nortika, we give you a dira, even from our own flesh we would give you a dira. A dira means a shield, right? It's used as a more specific term. For defense, like a coat of armor, or like, what is it? It's like a plate of armor. It can even be, I think it can be used for like, you know, the chainmail vests and stuff. I'm sure I've seen it. Dira used for that as well. Okay, so there's some debate that I've seen in like the Arabic discussions online about it, whether you read it as Naltiki dira or Naltika dira, whether it's Naltiki or Naltika. Whether it's for something masculine or feminine you're giving to. And this depends on whether you're referring to the hikmat al-ajdadi or if you're referring to the zaytun. Because zaytun isn't a feminine word, but hikmah is, saying that we would, even with our own flesh, even with our own bodies, we'd give you a shield, we'd shield you with our own flesh even, speaking to the hikmah, the wisdom, or the olives. But it looks to me anyway that the hikmat al-ajdadi is actually a metaphor for the olives. That's me doing a little bit of, me doing some digging in it anyway when I ponder over this. And when I just read it then, it sounds like that actually Mahmud Darwish is saying that the wisdom of their ancestors is the olives, right? That the wisdom of their ancestors went into the growing of those olives. In the same way that you, the same way that any culture preserves the wisdom of their ancestors, preservation of the olives for the Palestinians is like that, right? So I'll read through it again, inshallah. Hopefully I've been through each of the words and the points to a level that that is understandable for the Arabic students, inshallah. So لو يذكر الزيتون غارسه لصار الزيتون دمعا يا حكمة الأجداد لو من لحمنا نعطيك درعا نعطيكي or نعطيكا, depending on which thing you're referring to, which gender you're using for it. I mean, as I say, if with me reading this myself, I'd come away from it feeling like, as I say, the wisdom of the ancestors, the hikmat al-ajdad, means the zaytun anyway. But in any case, and that's enough. It's a really short one for this Palestinian series. I was hoping to do something from one of the novels of Ghassan Kanafani today, but I'm waiting for my books from the UK to be delivered to my place in Somalia, and they haven't been delivered yet. But we'll get to some of those other things. But for now, whenever I find something throughout the week that is that can bring some more human dignity to the Palestinians and their struggles, then we'll do something like that every week, inshallah. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode. See you next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuhu.